Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's Ryder and Lisa. You made your first lasagna last night.
Yeah, it tasted like air. And it was way too expensive. So I'm really happy that I didn't just go to the Italian center and buy a frozen one. That was like only $13 instead of spending $100 on groceries, you know?
It's that tweet I keep bringing up.
Yeah.
That sarcastically said, why would I spend $15 on an amazing pad thai that I get from a Thai restaurant when I could spend $40 to make a mediocre pad thai?
That has zero taste.
It's true. It's really hard. There are some things that you're probably better off financially and definitely flavorfully buying from a store.
Yeah, I'll never make lasagna again. That was a first and only attempt.
Come on, really?
Yep, 100%. I am over it. It took too long. My back was sore and it didn't, it wasn't worth
it.
Did
you make it? Did you make it on the floor?
Have you shredded matzo cheese before? It takes forever.
What?
I was standing in the kitchen for like an hour.
You may need to do some back exercises.
I don't cook. Like, I am in the kitchen for no longer than 5 minutes every single time because I'm just microwaving something.
You think I don't know that? I've lived with you for 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm very
aware. I don't know how you do it. You must have a very strong back.
I've never gotten a sore back from cooking.
Really?
Ever. No. Huh. I mean, if I'm going out to the garden to pull my own vegetables, then I feel like there might be a reason.
This is the Ryder and Lisa Replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
How is Sober October going for you, Ryder? I see you're wearing a Jack Daniels t-shirt.
Can't drink it on a Friday. Gotta wear it.
Gotta rep it. Let people know you're still cool. No, just because I'm not drinking doesn't mean I don't support Jack Daniels.
You think this is a tacky shirt? But I feel that Jack Daniels is like such a staple of a brand that it's a cool shirt.
Okay.
If I was wearing like a Coors Light t-shirt, I'm with you. You got that free from a beer box. This I got free from a golf tournament.
Okay, that so does make it a bit cooler.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, did I start the show up on the wrong foot? Are you offended?
No, I just want a drink.
Oh.
You like messed up stories, Lise.
Oh, I live for it.
All right, so there was a woman who was on a flight, and she woke up to something that she wasn't real thrilled about. I'll let her explain. Here's part of the story.
It started to get warm on this side of me. I jump up. And I seen his private area out, so I screamed, and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me.
So that was a pastor on a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit. Apparently, he had taken a lot of medication to help ease his anxiety about flying.
I get that, yeah.
And that likely was the driving force behind this.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us, though, doesn't it?
At adults, too.
Yeah. And, like, sometimes you can blame liquor, but other times you can't, or meds, and other times you can't. Sometimes you're just having a dream where you pee, and then in real life, you pee.
Ryan wrote in saying, my bladder is the size of a little juice box. I have piss jugs in my vehicle.
Oh.
I've peed on probably every back row between St. Albert and Devon.
Really? I had my worst situation was I was staying at my brother's apartment with a few friends, and we had gotten into a few too many beers. And then apparently I woke up in the middle of the night, went over, unzipped one of my friend's bags and peed in it. And then she woke up and said, what are you doing? And I told her to mind her own business. And then I went and slept on the floor in the other room.
Yeah, I've had ex-boyfriends pee in like the corner of my room in the middle of the night, thinking they're in the washroom. Like, I'll turn the light on and look them directly in the eye and be like, hello? And they're right. Like, what?
And
like,
then
it's
they get
just
mad?
So calm. Yeah, what? Why are you in here? Okay. Adam texted in saying, I sleepwalk occasionally. It happens on average one time a year, and it's not fun. One time, he woke up standing naked in his backyard peeing. See, at least you're peeing in nature.
That's
right. Acceptable, Adam.
You also peed on someone? What happened?
Back in high school, I used to be super squeamish, and we were listening to a paraplegic talk about his drinking and driving accident.
Okay.
And I passed out in the middle of the assembly, And my principal and gym teacher picked me up and took me out of there. And I peed on them both.
Oh, no.
It's not, it shouldn't be that embarrassing.
I don't know. In the middle of an assembly, you ever let that one down?
Yeah.
Play 107, it's Ryder and Lisa talking about peeing places you shouldn't have. Mike, you're up.
So this is a long time ago. I met this guy. He was a really cool guy. We started hanging out, and one night we got into black ice.
Like the beer? The
oh,
cheap
gross.
Beer?
The beer, yeah. And it was the extra black ice. It wasn't the normal black ice.
That's the Jake Ryan special, our afternoon hour.
Oh, he loves it, especially when it's lukewarm.
Okay, well, I don't think I could drink it ever again. But anyway, I ended up passing out in the bathroom and locking myself in there so they couldn't get me. And I guess I woke up, and I was peeing in their kitchen. And I ended up falling asleep with my pants down on his roommate's bed. Like, just on the edge. So I woke up in the morning to go to work. I had a shirt over top of me. His roommate was just pissed. And I was so embarrassed, I completely stopped talking to them and probably ruined a really great potential friendship.
Amazing.
Oh, it's the black guy's fault, bro. You've always been an advocate for normalizing, like, therapy.
On this show, yes, because it was back in 2013 when I first heard a comedian, Jen Kirkman, talk about her therapist so nonchalant that it inspired me. She just casually in an interview said, yeah, my therapist and I were talking about this the other day and we discovered this about this. And I was like, wow, she just kind of rolled right through that comment.
Yeah.
And before that, I never heard anyone talk about their therapist. So I was like, I'm going to start doing that because that's cool. Because she inspired me to want to go and see one and that it's normal and then bring it up in front of other people to make them feel like it's normal.
Yeah, my mom's always said, like, even good cars have to go to the shop for a tune-up once in a while. So don't think your mind's too strong to go and talk with someone about your ish, because no matter where you're at, it's always good to kind of reassess, have someone there who's trained to work you through maybe some issues that you're having.
Right. One of my good friends, she said she goes to her therapist just for that unbiased opinion about her family.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll go there and she's like, I actually feel bad for my therapist because I just rant and I rant and I rant. But she doesn't judge because she doesn't know these people. She doesn't have an opinion about them already.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's great.
My 8-year-old takes on the her first run at a therapist tonight. She's been having, since going over to the neighbors, they watched 2012.
That's a really scary movie. It's all about how the world is ending.
And now she's having, like, terrifying nightmares, can't sleep, anxiety that the world's ending.
Well, and it's 2020. There's a lot of stress. She's not in school like normal.
Correct.
It's like, it's weird.
Yeah, so she goes tonight, but it was cool because everybody has around her has been very, like, cool with it and nonchalant.
Not making a big deal out of it.
This is a thing that she's just like, I can't wait to talk to this person tonight. Let's get on top of this.
Yeah.
So,
I love that.
I think what you've always thought with normalizing therapy is a pretty cool thing.
A 14-year-old girl named Jordan Reeves is inspiring millions of people with her superpower. Now, when she was born, her left arm stopped developing beyond the elbow. And although some people would look at that as being underdeveloped or having a disability, she actually used her condition to launch a alter ego, a superhero alter ego. When she was 10 years old, she attended this STEM workshop that encourages kids with disabilities to think creatively about their condition. So using a 3D printer, she designed her own prosthetic arm that shoots glitter.
Awesome.
So cool. So she went on to talk about it. She calls it her Project Unicorn. She's been on Shark Tank, a TED stage, TED Talk stage, and the Rachel Ray Show. And it's also just encouraging other kids to view their disabilities as a gift. So I think that's so great. Not only that, but her and her mom, because it gained so much traction, they started a nonprofit called Born Just Right.
Awesome. Tell me something
good. Keep in mind, she was 10 years old when she made the glitter arm, and she's only 14.
Yeah.
Making moves. I love it.
My story is about an 80-year-old man who can be thanked with rescuing three people. So 17 years ago, he pulled two neighbors from their burning home. And then just this week, he was driving and saw a car sinking in like a dugout or a small lake and ran out, noticed that there was a driver in the car who was passed out and jumped into the water and pulled the passed out person who had fallen asleep at the wheel or I don't know what reason that they were out. But yeah, he managed to save the man from the sinking car 17 years after saving two people from the fire.
Cool. Tell me
something good. Simple question. What's the shortest amount of time you've worked somewhere? And why was it so abruptly short? 780-784-7107.
Jules texted in saying, I only lasted barely a week at the local pumpkin patch. I spent most of my time wandering around looking for someone to tell me what to do. It was so boring.
They hired her to be a scarecrow, I bet.
Oh,
she wasn't supposed to move. She's
supposed to stay still, Jules. No wonder you got fired. I gotta read this text from Mary. It's so good. She said, I worked at Old Navy as a cashier for a month, and on a super busy day, I slipped and stapled my hand and a receipt together. All of the customers watched me pull it out in horror and then still hand the bloody receipt to a random woman who was trying to buy jeggings. The visual of that is too good.
And
I love it.
So, yeah, the boss probably didn't like that one all that much.
No.
You said you didn't last very long at a job.
Yeah, I got hired to work at Joey's. This was years ago. Years ago. And I went through the whole training process, which was exhausting. It was lengthy. And I was like, oh, man, I got to memorize every single ingredient and everything that they serve, which is fine. That's why they have great service. But then after they hired me and I was ready for my first shift, they're like, you got to wear heels. And I was like, no, my toes are too big. I break my toes too much. I can't wear pointed heels.
Okay.
So I didn't even start my first shift.
So that was it.
That was it. I was gone. I did the whole training process. Ask me anything about the menu. But I've never worked there a day in my life.
What do you got for us, dude?
Oh, God. I worked for a towing company many, many moons ago. And, the boss's daughter. The boss's daughter was my troublemaker. I worked there for 3 days. But, you know, it didn't work out well because, he didn't like me. So.
On Play 107.
What is the reason you worked at a place for a very brief amount of time? Like so brief that something obviously went wrong.
Lacey texted in saying, I worked one day at McDonald's, but then it was my 16th birthday on the weekend and they wouldn't let me take it off. So my friends and I had a couple drinks and went in and bought food when I was supposed to be working.
Yeah. Not going to keep your job doing that.
Also, underage, Lacey.
But why wouldn't Lacey wait until after her 16th to get a new job? You got to see that one coming.
Maybe not. Maybe they weren't actually going to be going in there at all. It's one of those things where I've seen it before at places that I've worked. Where you're like, wow, they booked this shift off or they got their shift covered and they're here right now.
Mm.
It happens a lot more than you think.
780-784-7107. Why was your stay short, my man?
About 20 years ago, I was working at a pet store. And my first day I was working there, they were teaching me how to catch fish. Because when you catch them, you put them in the little bag and then you send them home to the people. And they said that I was too aggressive and that it would cause stress in the fish and they felt that they would die.
So how long did you last?
3 hours, literally. It was just before they were supposed to be in my break and the boss pulled me off to the side. And she said, it's not going to work out.
Be honest, did you kill a few fish?
I didn't kill any fish because I didn't have a chance. But they literally just said, we can see how you're scooping fish out of a tank. It's not going to work out.
Thank you for the call, man. That's pretty awesome. If you work 3 hours and then you're like, okay, it's your turn for a break, and that break will be forever. For the remainder of the month of October, expect some of this from us.
And now, here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales!
Scary stories once a day, every morning until Halloween. Make sure to get yours in to 780-784-7107. You can call or text or hit us up on social if that makes sense. This one was submitted on Facebook, yep, I believe.
On Play 107's Facebook page.
I went to Scotland years ago and did a paranormal tour in Edinburgh. We went through part of the underground city into these massive vaults where they used to house the poorest people and had many strange things happen down there. As we reached the back vault, the tour guide was telling a story explaining why a candle had to be lit in that specific vault, as they always had issues with their flashlights. And one specific time, a woman had brought her daughter with her on the tour. When the flashlight went out, she grabbed for her daughter's hand. She wasn't there. When the flashlight came back on, she was in the far corner of the vault and explained someone had led her there. When they asked if she had thought it was her mummy, she said, "No, mummy doesn't have claws," which obviously was pretty creepy, but we all chalked it up to just being a story to set the mood. That was until we got back to the flat we were renting, and I noticed I had a large red mark across my chest that looked like a hand and arm, almost as if someone had come from behind me and had their arm held across my chest. And I had three long scratches along my collarbone. They were definitely not there prior to the tour, and the handprint was far too big to be anyone I was traveling with.
Okay, so this submission from Lana is in the comment section on Play 107, and she posted a photo of her chest with the hand mark. So if you want, I can send it to you if you text in right now to see the mark that she's talking about. And apparently three scratches is a common known thing that if you believe in hauntings or demons, that it's their energy. And other people that have done the exact same tour as her responded to her story saying, like, my husband and I went and he had night terrors that night.
No way.
The guides told stories, super creepy. So yeah, hit us up right now if you want to see this picture of her chest.
Just be careful if you're a married dude.
And, oh yeah,
and
true.
You're texting and saying, "Hey Lisa, can
it's
you?"
It's not provocative at all. I promise.
Hey Lisa, can you send me that picture of your chest? Don't. Just be careful. Unsung Heroes, where we give shout outs to people, places, and things that don't always get the respect and attention they deserve. Shout out to coughing into your elbow instead of hands. That's a 2020 thing. But also greeting people by bumping elbows.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
I didn't think about that. That's why I sneeze into my shirt.
Sneeze boobs.
Exactly. Shout out to families that move into creepy old houses covered in dust in horror movies. Yeah, probably should have seen your inevitable death coming.
Hey.
Why isn't the house freshly dusted when they're moving in? What is wrong with this?
Shout out to rumored all-Canadian division for the return of the NHL season. You thought you hated Matthew Tkachuk before. Wait until we play him 12 times.
Oof, yeah. Shout out to that little tiny pocket on your winter pajama set. What a cute little spot to put your Kleenex for when you cry yourself to sleep again.
So sad. Shout out to voluntary measures from the Alberta government telling us that we can still gather with like a ton of people.
Yeah, apparently.
Because based on average human weight, 12 to 14 people actually makes up a ton.
Shout out to the mini Crispy Crunch this time of year. I see you. At the end of the Halloween season, sitting by yourself in the candy bowl. Poor thing.
Shout out to Home Learning for reminding us what a fed-up teacher sounds like. Been about 20 years since I've heard that tone.
Shout out to learning about stop, drop, and roll back in school. Man, they really made us think that we were all going to be set on fire at some point in our life, didn't they?
Sure did.
I felt like we learned about that for months.
And finally, shout out to asymptomatic symptoms for being one of the top searches this year.
Oh. Oh, really?
Asymptomatic symptoms. Good job, guys. Do you think that people who get in a breakup or have a breakup should be forced to post about it?
Okay, hear me out. I've been invested since day one. I liked your first date photo. I commented congrats when you got engaged. I was there for you, getting your algorithm up, sharing your posts in my group chats.
Okay.
Saying, look how great they look. I want her boots.
You're making it sound like you're talking to me directly. You're just talking
in
overall
general.
relationships that you've seen on social.
No, I'm talking to the listeners right now.
Got it.
You break up, all of a sudden all the pictures of your fiance are gone. Mm. I need answers. I've been there since day one supporting this. I need closure too.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, here's the thing. I went through this where I just quietly decided to like give it a year before anything was made public because out of respect for each other.
Okay.
We didn't need to drag it all over. We were dealing with it.
So you're telling me that I shouldn't start a three-way chat with this couple that I'm convinced split up and ask them what's going on, guys?
No, actually, I would love for you to do that.
I would never actually,
please,
but you gotta admit.
Report back.
You gotta admit you scroll back and you're like, what happened here? All their photos together are gone.
Are adult helmets cool?
What?
Because some people may need them from just day-to-day life.
Okay.
They've came out with a list of the clumsiest names. Like, people these names are the clumsiest. And I think it's based on hospital visits and, like, dumb injuries. So there's some, like, science behind it. But for guys' names, we got Kyle, Blake, and Brian as the top three.
I know a couple Kyles back in school that, yeah, would always break their wrist. They'd always come to school with the sling.
Well, yeah, most Kyles I knew are like racing dirt bikes.
Right.
So I don't know if they're clumsy or if they're just wild. But either way, the clumsiest women names are Haley, followed by Taylor and Linda.
No Megan, no Jada?
No.
Okay.
You've got some clumsy people in your life, hey?
Yeah, my girlfriend Megan has weird toes, so her balance is off, and she runs into everything.
I don't think all Megans have those toes. That might be why that's not on the list.
And my niece is named Jada, and she has like a permanent bump on her head from how many times she's ran into things.
She does need a helmet.
Yeah.
Like, I would not want to play sports even with Jada around,
right?
Because I would be worried about like her getting in the way or falling and hurting herself.
If you're listening right now, there's someone in your life that you're like, they definitely should be on this list.
Yeah, hit us with the name and I'll see if it made the top 10.
And maybe we'll start making adult helmets. That'd be cool.
You'd make a lot of money doing that, mm-hmm. especially for Haley's and Kyle's.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.